Gregory, you released statements yesterday, just while you're with us this morning, criticising the Deputy First Minister, Martin McGuinness, and what he said on the Nolan show. Let's just remind ourselves some of what he said, and then we'll get your full response to it.
Sorry, personally. Sorry can be a hard word for people to say, and I've already, you know, said that to you.
But how sorry are you, Martin?
It can also be easy for people to say. And it can also be very insincere when it is said.
Which is the purpose of my question. I would prefer, how sorry are you?
But I think I would prefer to be judged on the contributions that I have made to resolving this conflict over the course of over 20 years.
Sure.
I was Sinn Féin's chief negotiator in the Good Friday talks. Yeah. I was Sinn Féin's chief negotiator in the St Andrews talks. I was Sinn Féin's chief negotiator in the Hillsborough talks. I'm the chief negotiator that dealt with things like getting the IRA to call a ceasefire, getting the IRA to put their arms beyond use, getting support for the police. I think that's how people are judged. They're judged on the contribution that they've made.
Fair enough.
As opposed to the words that they say.
Fair enough. But that's Martin McGuinness, the politician, okay?
Yeah.
The purpose of my question is to allow the electorate and every citizen in Northern Ireland, because you're at the top of government here, to look into your eyes now and understand Martin McGuinness, the man, the individual, the person, the human being.
Yeah.
How sorry are you?
Well, how sorry do you want me to be?
I want you to be as sorry as you are, well, as you genuinely are.
I think
what's in your heart.
My contribution to the peace process clearly says to everybody that I believe that conflict should be a thing of the past, that the conflict that existed was terrible, that it was awful, and it was awful that so many people from all sections of our community suffered as a result of it. And I have dedicated my life to changing all of that to such a point where my life has been threatened. Am I prepared to die for the peace process? I'll die tomorrow morning for the peace process without any fear whatsoever.
The things that you're sorry for, do they trouble you? Do they actually get to you?
Well, individual situations don't trouble me. What troubles me is that we were all part of a conflict, and that was very troubling indeed.
Well, Gregory, what's your problem with what Martin McGuinness said?
Well, you know, he talks there about individual situations don't trouble me. That was what he said. And his rhetorical question back to you, which I thought was appalling, how sorry do you want me to be? You know, there are people sitting, listening. We're watching your interview, Stephen, with Martin McGuinness, listening this morning, and they would say that their loved one, their father, brother, son, daughter, was murdered as a result of the campaign that Martin McGuinness was heavily involved in. And his answer is, how sorry do you want me to be? You know, if ever...
Well, how sorry do you want them to be?
Well, that's not the point, Stephen. It isn't a case of how sorry do you want somebody to be. It's the person who's the perpetrator, and it is up to them to demonstrate unequivocally, both in word and action, that they are sorry. Not flippantly to say, well, how sorry do you want me to be? You know, have I been sorry enough yet? Have I to do something more to be a bit more sorry? That's what it sounded like. It sounded like a flippant throwaway remark about something which cuts very, very deeply into the lives of people, even 30 or 40 years after.
Would apologies from the likes of Martin McGuinness actually make any difference at all? And by the way, he did say he was sorry. He said in that interview he was sorry. But would an apology make any difference?
No, he didn't.
Because unionists would just reject it as insincere, like you are doing.
He said that he was sorry about the conflict. He never mentioned issues that he personally supervised and was engaged in at the beginning of the Troubles, because he's already admitted to being the second in command of the IRA in Londonderry when people were being murdered by the score. He's never said sorry for any of those individual instances. And now in this interview he says, individual instances don't concern me. Because that's the key, you see, Stephen. There are people out there who have raised individual instances with Martin McGuinness, and he has denied all of them. Every time anyone raises a specific instance, whether it's Claudie, whether it's other issues, prison officers, police officers that were murdered at the time, in the place, where he was in charge of the IRA. He has denied every single individual specific instance. That's not the way to try and get reconciliation and to get people to move on. If he's sincere, he should man up, say, this is what I was engaged in. I shouldn't have done it. I'm sorry that I did. Now let's move on. I think people would then assess that for what it's worth.
And can you not give any praise? Can you not give any praise to Martin McGuinness for his role in the peace process, for leading Republicans into a ceasefire and government?
I have said consistently over the course of the past 10 or 12 years that Sinn Féin have done the right thing. But they've done the right thing in stopping doing what they never should have started in the first place. You know,
should he be praised for that, though, Gregory?
Well, but that's the point, Stephen. You don't pat somebody on the back because they've stopped being a child molester. You don't pat someone on the back because they've stopped robbing banks.
He said he would put. So, he said he's put his life on the line. He said he would die tomorrow morning for the peace process.
Well, that's nice.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, he says that. That's as flippant as him saying, you know, how sorry would you want me to be? No, like, you've got to deal with this seriously. There are very, very badly hurt people in Northern Ireland who are still looking for closure. Many people have moved on. Many people have said, I'm never going to get closure. I accept I'm not going to get it, and I've moved on. But there are others who haven't, who would like to hear from the perpetrators. They've heard from a whole lot of other people that they're sorry for what they've done, but they haven't heard from people in the IRA who say, look, I did this. I was involved in a specific instance. I regret it. I'm sorry for the hurt I myself caused. We haven't heard that.
Are there going to be any apologies, Gregory? Are there going to be any apologies coming?
Gerry Adams denies being in the IRA at all. And now Marty McGuinness says to people, well, you know, I'm not interested in individual specific circumstances. How additionally hurtful is that? Let them man up and say what they did, and then we can all, and we're moving on anyway. You know, this is not some sort of precondition. People are moving on, and we have to build a better future. You know, but it would help us, if it helped the entire context of embedding this process, if those who were the perpetrators said, yes, this is what I've done. I regret having done it. Now can we move on? I think people would then assess that for what it's worth.
Will there be any apologies forthcoming from the DUP?
For doing what?
Well, Sinn Féin no doubt would point out the DUP's involvement in shadowy organisations like the Third Force and Ulster Resistance. Any apologies for any of that?
Well, anything that we were involved in did not result in people being murdered. We never advocated or participated in the killing of innocent people. Neither did, you know, did any of the other democratic political parties.
Ulster Resistance ended up gun running, did it not?
They ended up gun running, yes, they did. And they shouldn't have done. Another group shouldn't have done either. You know, and we condemn that when it happened.
Well, what were they meant to do when your party helped set them up?
Stephen, we're going back 30 years to a time whenever we said, look, let's organise peaceful civil resistance. Once that turned into some sort of shadowy organisation, as you put it, where people were involved with guns, we said this is not the route to go down. If Sinn Féin had said that in 1969, how many more people would have been alive today? But unfortunately, people are still going to graveyard.
I guess the point I'm trying to make, Gregory, is you're going back 30 and 40 years with Martin McGuinness. The point I'm trying to make is, no doubt, some nationalists and Sinn Féin could equally go back 30 and 40 years and the whataboutery results.
Yes, and the situation was that we had been, or anyone else had been involved on the loyalist side, killing and murdering and carrying out a system of genocide against people. Exactly the same criteria applies, but that didn't happen.
Well, look,
we were never involved in endorsed some sort of genocide campaign. Sinn Féin did. That's the difference.
Well, look, when we're in this discussion about apologies and saying sorry, because it is actually one of the discussions that's going to have to unfold in this country, isn't it, as to whether victims deserve an apology, in what context do they get an apology, and how do perpetrators and how do people who have been involved in the conflict in the past, on whatever side, How are they motivated to apologise? Okay, that you and I can agree on. That's a massive discussion. But for example, do you ever see the day when the DUP should be apologising to people within Sinn Féin's constituency for Catholics being treated in Northern Ireland as second-class citizens? Do you ever see the day where you could contemplate that?
Stephen, you know, let's try and keep this on a serious level.
I'm on a serious level.
Well, you know, if we're going to talk about apologies for people's view about how they were treated in the past, then I think we can all look at that and say, well, let's look and see how people perceive how they were treated in the past. There are many people on the unionist side of the community who would look at their treatment today, not 40 years ago, but today, in a similar light. But they're not getting apologies. I don't know that we will get anywhere about apologies for political treatment, you know, because I could ask for apologies and I could give apologies for that. That's not on the same level. We're not talking about the similar context here. We're talking about a campaign of premeditated murder. Now, it's over, it's finished. But it would help if Sinn Féin, who were part of the movement who carried that out, were to say, you know what? Yes, we were engaged. Yes, we were in the movement. Our denials were wrong. But in the interest of moving forward, we're going to man up now, own up to what we did.
How would that help?
Everybody can move
on. How would that actually help?
Because people could then make an assessment of whether that was fair enough and whether that was sufficient grounds on which to move forward. But they haven't had that.
Well, some people would say it would be thrown back in their face. There's Mark McGuinness on television the other night. You know, I'm sorry. How sorry do you want me to be? And you've taken that as offensive.
Well, I don't think there were too many people who would have listened to his comment of how sorry do you want me to be, other than to say that is deeply, deeply offensive. It's flippancy. It's not treating the matter seriously. You know, you can't say about people who are still grieving in many cases, how sorry would you like me to be? You know, I don't see how anybody can look at that as other than a flippant response to a question.
Seamus Close?
Well, I do find it very, very interesting. And recently I did an interview about other politicians saying sorry and why it seems to be difficult for politicians to say sorry. Why in the name of goodness should a politician say sorry if his or her political opponents are going to parse and analyse and nitpick exactly what they mean? And I find that, I have to say, strange, coming from a party. Earlier on we were talking about the new book and the article that serialised in the Belfast Telegraph. And the DUP, on a scale of 1 to 10, believe that faith and church have a large, I think it was about 8 out of 10, 80% plus, on their actions and what they believe and how they act. Now, one of the basic tenets of Christianity, and I would have thought that the DUP were high on these type of morals and beliefs, is to forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those that trespass against us. Now, in listening to the interview last night, I do believe that Martin McGuinness went to some lengths to demonstrate that he is prepared to forgive. And therefore, what he is seeking when he asked the question, how sorry do you want me to be? And he said that actions speak louder than words. And that his actions since 1998 and the what's called the peace process, I prefer to look on it now as being called a political process, because we're supposed to have peace. But setting that aside, his actions from 1998 have been one to try to develop, to try to move forward and to try to put the past totally behind us. Support the police, condemn those that are involved in terrorism and violence today. All those things he has done, he has demonstrated. And then whenever he uses the word sorry, I think it is rich for somebody to start to try to parse and analyse, to nitpick it and to say, but what about,
okay,
what if?
Okay, well, Greg, I need to let you respond to that, but very briefly if you can.
Well, I think that the words that Martin McGuinness used speak volumes. You know, how sorry do you want me to be? When people look at that, and it's not a case of nitpicking, You know, if somebody is asking for forgiveness, all they have to do at the start, a very, very fundamental prerequisite, is to admit that they were wrong in the first place.
Okay.
No point in asking for forgiveness if you believe, as Sinn Féin seem to believe, that they didn't do anything wrong in the first place.
Okay, Gregory Campbell, thank you very much indeed. Seamus Close, thank